The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
This is Grace in Focus. We are so glad you are joining us today. As we conclude a three-day discussion about a debate Bob Wilkin recently participated in, the Great Once Saved, Always Saved Debate. Grace in Focus is a radio ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We office in Denton, Texas, and you can find out more about us by going to our website, which is faithalone.org. There you can find out more about our free online seminary where you can earn an MDiv degree. That's faithalone.org. View our short videos on YouTube, Grace Evangelical Society. Now to that wrap-up of our multi-day discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Sam Marr.
By the way, I remember I was going to ask Steve, but I didn't. What I was going to ask Steve was this: how many times have you lost your salvation this year? I was going to assume he was probably going to say something like, oh, no, I haven't lost it this year. I've been doing well this year or something. But based on the debate, don't you think if I had asked him how many times have you lost eternal life in your lifetime, he'd say never? I think he would. I think he thinks he's been in constant fellowship with God since he was 10 or something.
Maybe. He seemed to think that the only way to know whether someone believes or not is by the sins they commit. Because then you asked him something else about if an alcoholic could inherit the kingdom.
Right.
And he said, well, if they believe, sure. And then you kind of rephrased it and you said, well, a drunkard can't inherit the kingdom because he doesn't believe in God. And so to him, those two things are mutually exclusive. Having an addictive sin and believing in God can't coexist. You either believe in alcohol or you believe in God. Because to him, believe is about abiding, surrendering.
All right. Now, that's another good point. You're mentioning believing in God, which Steve did mention a lot. But of course, the New Testament talks specifically about believing in God the Son, in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I do think at times, didn't Steve talk about believing in God?
Well, I might have misspoke.
But you may be right. I'm not sure, because remember,
he said
you had to be in fellowship with God and you had to have a relationship. That was a big word for him, right? Relationship.
Yeah, he said that a lot, which we couldn't really find any Bible references for that. But to him, go watch the debate, see for yourself so that you know I'm not misrepresenting him. But to him, belief or believing in Christ is the same. He said this is the same as having a relationship, walking in the light, surrendering to God, surrendering to Christ. All of those is what believe means.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're saved isn't believing. Living it out is believing. And then salvation is this, 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 and this, and this. It's not just eternal life. Salvation is everything in the Bible.
And I was trying to say, well, if all that's true, then how could you possibly be certain of your eternal destiny? Because you'd have to be saying then, you know, you're fully surrendered, you know, you're walking in fellowship with God, you know, you're keeping the commandments, right? You know, I mean, okay, you sin, but you know, you're confessing your sins, you know, you're doing all these things. And yet his response was something like, no, of course I'm sure. And I don't know, I guess maybe we didn't get into his stand on the sign gifts and the whole charismatic issue. But I think that may be some of it, because a lot of people who come out of that base a lot of their theology on their experience, right? Their feelings. Mm-hmm. And so he may feel like he's saved. I don't know.
Well, back to Tom's email. He did have a question at the end related to that, because he gives an anecdote of his brother, which I won't read that out. But basically, his brother was a believer and then at some point stopped believing or denounced Jesus or something.
Yeah.
And so Tom is just asking, is it possible for my brother to have had saving faith and then just decided that he no longer, he says cared, but I think he means believed or no longer put faith in that. So
let me say yes and no. Can I run for politics? Could I be a senator maybe? Yeah, I'm going to say yes, it's possible his brother is born again. But not the way he says it. What did he say? He just decided he didn't care and he kind of gave it up?
Yeah, he says he no longer cared.
Yeah, that's not the way it works. The way a person moves from believing in Jesus to not believing in Jesus is by backsliding over time. It almost never happens instantly where a person is a vibrant believer or even a lukewarm believer, and suddenly now they're a Buddhist or an atheist or an agnostic. It takes time for somebody to change your thinking. So maybe if you go to college and you sit under a lot of atheist professors, over time, your faith can fail. Maybe if instead of going to a solid Bible-teaching church, you start going to some Unitarian Universalist church, over time, your faith can fail. Or maybe if instead of going to a Christian church, you start going to a Mormon church, or you start going to Jehovah's Witnesses Kingdom Hall or something, over time, your faith is going to fail because you're listening to the wrong people. But it's not so much because you don't care. It's because you're not cultivating your faith.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:16, do you have it there in your Bible, 1 Timothy 1:16, where Paul says something like, pay attention to yourself and your teaching that you may save yourself and your hearers, something to that effect. What's it say? 1 Timothy 4:16. I'm sorry, I think I said 1:16. That's another famous passage, but 4:16.
Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
Yeah, and so notice what he's saying is Timothy, who's his true son in the faith, who's an apostolic delegate, who's one of the greats of the Christian faith and was eternally secure, but he says you need to pay attention to the doctrine or the teaching to save yourself and your hearers, not from eternal condemnation, but from false teachers and their false teachings. And that's all the way through 1 Timothy, the whole idea of false teachers and false teachings. So the way Tom's brother could have fallen away is because he didn't take heed to the doctrine. He wasn't actively in the Word of God by being in a solid Bible church, by reading the Bible, by being a person of prayer. Over time, your faith can begin to degrade because you're listening to the wrong people. And so my suggestion for all of us is keep your faith strong by sitting under solid Bible teaching. Unfortunately, there are a lot of churches out there that don't teach much Bible anymore.
Yeah. To me, it's sad because isn't that the point of eternal security and assurance, is knowing that no matter what happens, no matter what path you go down, God still has you.
Right.
So if you, I think that should be extended to other people, especially family members. If you see one of your family members go astray, you at least have the faith and assurance that you know that God still loves them and still is going to, not that he's going to save them, that they are saved.
Right.
Because if you didn't know that, then you would live in constant terror that all of your family members or friends are just, you're going to die and then you're not going to see him because they stop believing.
Okay, Sam, I got a story for you. I don't think you've heard this one. I have a friend who's a pastor, and his son grew up in Awana and came to faith when he was a small child, memorized lots of scripture in Awana, was very active in the faith until he went off to college. And then at some point he lost his faith and he became an atheist. And it was about 5, 6, 7 years ago, my friend told me the amusing anecdote that his son was talking to a guy from an Arminian perspective. I think the guy was Anglican, believed you could lose your salvation. And they were debating, an atheist debating with the Anglican about whether salvation could be lost. And the son, we'll call him Larry, kept quoting scripture that would say, you know, he who believes in me has everlasting life. He who lives and believes in me shall never die. And he said to the guy, you're a hypocrite. That's what's in your Bible. Now, I don't believe any of that. I used to believe it. I don't believe it. But guess what? I know if that's true, I'll be in heaven and you won't, because I'm going to be with the Lord, because I believe, now, like I say, I don't believe that's true anymore, but I used to believe it. And if it is true, then I'll be there. But you don't even believe what Jesus says.
Mm-hmm.
And here was an atheist evangelizing somebody.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll take an atheist grounded in the faith than
right.
someone who's not.
Right? Exactly. So Larry was just great, and I remember talking to him. I saw him about a year later, and you know what he told me? He said he loved listening to the podcast and watching the little videos we did. And I was like, here's a guy that's an atheist, and he's still keeping touch with Christian teaching.
Hmm.
But yeah, I love your point. If that's true of us, it's true of our loved ones. And if it's not true of our loved ones, then it's not true of us, right? So therefore, Tom would have a problem if he thought maybe his brother wasn't saved because of the fact that he fell away. Well, then Tom would have those same kind of concerns for himself, wouldn't he? In other words, if he knows it's possible, he might fall away. And of course, some people don't think it is, but I'm absolutely convinced I could fall away. And it's vital to me that I not, because I want to hear Jesus say, well done, good and faithful servant. Plus, none of us is an island unto ourselves. So if I fall away, a lot of people would be saying, oh, look, that free grace stuff doesn't really work. And that's true in any family. If you're a Christian witness in your family and you fall away, the other family members are going to go, oh, yeah, see, that didn't work so well for him.
Yeah, and that's a real-world, current-time consequence of straying in your faith or doctrine or whatever is, you know, maybe you might not be struck down with lightning for it, though that might spare you.
Yeah.
But if you go lead other people astray, then that is a bad work. You are actively harming the message of everlasting life. And so that is a consequence here and now.
Absolutely. And the lightning could strike. Or maybe not lightning, maybe it's cancer or a car accident, or maybe it's a heart attack or whatever. But God does take people home early.
Yeah.
There is a sin unto death. Well, I appreciate the question from Tom. And again, if you're interested in this debate, check it out. You can find it, hopefully, by the time this airs. It should be on our website. I mean, at our YouTube channel, YouTube Grace Evangelical Society, or you can go to, what's it called?
Standing for Truth. And he has a lot of debates. He is fully booked with people. So if you scroll through and see any other debates you're interested in,
I've done two more with him, too. Yeah.
And then I think Steve Gregg has done some on there, too, if you want to watch his stuff. But yeah, so thanks to him for hosting, Bob.
Yeah, that's Donnie Budinski, real nice guy, and with us on Once Saved, Always Saved, and on The Grace of God. Well, thanks so much, everybody. And in the meantime, Sam, what are we going to do?
Keep grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. On our next episode, should unbelievers ever be called Christians? We will talk about it. Hope you join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.